Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Karen Cortell Reisman back on the show. Karen is the president of Speak for Yourself, and that's what she does. She helps other people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be speaking or writing or whatever, and she does that for herself very well. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling, also The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, and several other important content resources that she offers, including some audio and some video that she produces. And she's also a distant relative of Albert Einstein. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Karen, I know one of the things that you want to talk about today is blogging. Now, for as long as I've been on the air, I've been encouraging small business owners to get better at writing, or at least to get somebody employed, either as an employee or as a contractor, to write about their business. I've been trying to get people to put up content on their website and to keep getting words out there. And I was doing this before we knew much about SEO. I was doing it before it was even easy to do it, even easy to put it up on your website. I was encouraging people to do that. And it seems that now with the technology and with the social media platforms, especially blogging, it's even more important today than ever before, right?
It absolutely is. And my first thought to our listeners this morning is if I can do it, anybody can do it. I don't consider myself that techno-savvy, and I fought blogging for a long time. I said, who needs to read this stuff, and I don't want to write it. But you are so right. We are in small businesses, and we can compete with Walmart and Home Depot the same way they do because all of us can access the Internet.
And I'll tell you something, Karen. The concept of social media, and as my audience knows, Karen, I don't think you and I've talked about it. I don't even like the term social media. I think it's a bad term for what we actually do, which is build customer communities online. And I think that's the better term. But it is the vernacular, so we use it when we have to. But social media, as we know it, is actually much more suited to the operation of a small business than it is for a big business. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I can write my books and they can go on Amazon just like anybody else. So we can compete with the big guys and the small guys, and you have a somewhat of an equal playing ground. But I do have a couple of suggestions. Your blog needs to be something that's sophisticated. I don't want it just to be just anything. Here's what I think is great about blogging.
I tell you what, before you go there, okay, Karen, give us your definition of what a blog is and what blogging is.
What a blog is, it's sort of an online journal. It's something that you can update yourself, and it can stand alone, or it can go on your LinkedIn profile, or it can be a part of your website, or it can be all three. What's really cool about my blog is that I write my blog on my website, but it automatically updates it to my LinkedIn profile.
Right. Right, it does. Mine does too. And a blog, of course, folks, and we haven't said this in a long time, a blog is a corruption, a contraction, maybe I should say.
Corruption.
You could say it was a corruption too, but it is also a contraction of web log. That's what it means, web log, if you think of it like that, like a ship's log, like a captain's log.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we call them blogs, and as she says, as Karen says, it is a journal. And what I've tried to do, what I've had to learn, Karen, is it's okay for it to be like a journal, for it to be just an entry. Not. It doesn't have to be an epistle, right? It can be.
No.
It can be just your thoughts on a few short. I'll give you an example of what I'm doing with blogging. You know, I do my show every day. When I get through, I write up a description of what we talked about, and that goes in the archives. But I'm limited by how much I can say in those. And so I sit down and write a blog about these interviews that gives me more room to talk about, you know, to say things maybe I didn't get to say on the air. So that's how I use it. If you're a business owner, just talk about how customers use your products. Talk about what you've learned about the industry. It can be that simple, right?
Absolutely right. And, Jim, you're doing it the right way. It shouldn't be long. It can be short. The worst thing you can do is write in it once in the year, right now, at the beginning of the year, and then get back to it in about a year from now.
Right.
You do not want something like that. If you're not going to do it, then don't do it at all. But if you
What do you think for at a minimum for a small business owner, at a minimum, at least once a week, don't you think?
Once a week, I would even say, because people are driving to their work now and going, oh, I can't do that. Even if you just do it twice a month.
Right.
It increases your search engine optimization. It causes you to think more clearly and become more articulate. As I'm just so excited to tell our listeners today, blogging can not only help your business, but it can help you communicate more effectively.
Yep.
Because you are now searching for things that would be great for your blog. So everything you do during the day, you can go, oh, that would be a cute one clever paragraph. And in fact, as I was getting ready to be on your show, I looked at some of the past things I've talked about, 4 years ago, and I ran across four things. It was around New Year's that we talked, and we talked about New Year's resolutions mm-hmm. to communicate effectively.
I remember that.
And I thought, great. I took that out of the notes section of my file, and it's going to be my next blog.
Right.
So it's going to be something I'll put up there this week sometime.
Well,
I'm just excited. So, in other words, it forces you to observe with more purpose and clarity. Therefore, you will communicate with more clarity, and it will increase your business because it increases your search engine optimization.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break in a couple of seconds, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about, Karen, I want to talk a little bit about let's think of some ways that various businesses could use a blog, and how, you know, what it would actually look like on a real live small business, Main Street small businesses website. What would they think of to say, and how would they put it down? We're going to talk about that when we come back. It's 20 after. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.